Welcome to Halley Healthcast, the wellness podcast from Halley Health, your partner in helping you live your healthiest life. Every episode on our podcast addresses a new topic important to your health and well-being, bringing in expert doctors, nurses, and specialists who offer advice and answer your most pressing questions. January is Cervical Cancer Awareness Month, so we're focusing our episode on the early detection of this life-threatening disease. Thankfully, preventative measures like routine pap smears can easily screen for cancers. This month is all about the importance of women's wellness. And as the new year begins, it's a great time to think about scheduling yearly appointments to make sure you and your loved ones stay healthy. Here with us is Nicole McCoy. She's a prenatal nurse and pediatric care coordinator at Health Alliance. Welcome, Ms. Coy, and thank you so much for sharing this life-saving knowledge with us. Let's begin with the most important question. Ms. McCoy, what can women do to protect themselves against cervical cancer?
That's a great question. The first step in protecting yourself against cervical cancer is just the screening itself. There are two tests that we recommend for cervical screening, the Pap test, or more traditionally what people hear it called is the Pap smear, and HPV testing. The Pap test itself looks for cell changes on the cervix that can become cervical cancer if not treated, and then the HPV test looks for the human papillomavirus, which is a cause for these cells to change and ultimately what leads to the cervical cancer.
Gotcha. So at what age and how frequently should people be scheduling these preventative screenings?
Screening is recommended for women of average risk starting at age 21. When it comes to determining which type of screening to move forward with, the recommendations are truly based on age. The Pap test alone is recommended for those aged 21 to 29 every 3 years. And then for women ages 30 to 65, it's recommended to receive screening through one of three ways. They can receive a Pap test alone every 3 years, an HPV test alone every 5 years, or co-testing every 5 years. And then screening for those over the age of 65 isn't recommended at this time as long as they've had adequate negative screening previously.
Thank you, Ms. McCoy. And now that we know when to schedule these screenings, what can women do to prepare beforehand?
Absolutely. So before screening, you want to consider your monthly cycle. It's best to schedule the appointment for a time when you're not menstruating. And along with that, you want to assure that 2 days prior to testing, you do not douche, use a tampon, have sex, use a birth control foam, cream, or jelly, or use any medicine in the vagina itself.
Oh, wow. I didn't even know any of that. So that is some wonderful advice. And how long can people expect to wait to get the test results from their provider afterwards?
Sure. Test results can take up to 3 weeks to receive from your provider. When those do come in, your provider will contact you directly to discuss any findings as well as proper follow-up based on those findings.
Well, thank you so much for that insight. Can you also explain how our All About Baby classes help improve the wellness of women and babies?
Sure. Our All About Baby class is a 6-week course designed to prepare expectant parents for their new journey throughout parenthood. We focus on quite a few important topics related to becoming a new parent, which include body changes during pregnancy, labor and delivery, parenthood and your changing identity, general infant care, well visits, postpartum complications, postpartum depression and anxiety, building support systems, and then, of course, breastfeeding and bottle feeding as well.
Wonderful. Well, can you tell us more about who's eligible and how we can start participating in these classes?
Of course. Any parent that holds an active insurance plan with Halley Health is eligible to register for these classes. We currently are offering the classes twice a year, and you can visit our Halley Health website to explore future dates as well as to register.
Well, I understand that someone will be replacing your role actually coming up in June of next year. Can you tell us about Cammie?
Absolutely. Cammie Rademacher is our newest prenatal nurse care coordinator at Halley Health. She joined our team in April and we will be taking over the role in full in June 2023. She has had about 10 and a half years of nursing experience and is a fantastic resource for our members.
Well, these are some brilliant resources and information. Ms. McCoy, you've simply been a pleasure to have on our podcast. Thank you so much for joining us and for all that you do every day at Health Alliance for so many women, children, and their families. And that concludes today's Hallie HealthCast. Tune in next time as we tackle yet another topic important for your health and well-being. And remember, Hallie Health is your partner in helping you live your healthiest life. Visit Hallie.com, that's Hally.com, for resources, information, tips, and much more. Let us help keep you and your family healthy and well. Thanks for listening. We hope you tune in again.